with the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every trailer is different, so one person's story is sort of like the other one, but they're never going to be the same.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like Christmas from Aunt Agatha. You never know quite what you're going to get in there.
That's right. Right. Everyone's different, huh, Colin? You know that.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? They all leak.
They all leak. And we got one that we thought was in good enough shape, but the outside looked pretty decent. All the windows were intact. We pulled it home, and on the way home, we lost a window to a rock.
Oh, no.
So we learned how to put a new window in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's. I think we've all had to learn that one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, you learn a lot. And you don't get a vintage trailer unless you want to learn a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't do it yourself, it's just going to be really expensive.
Right, right. If you're like me, we're the no-payment-per-month people.
Right, exactly.
yeah, exactly.
We bought it cheap.
I've always gone on the process of it's the one-payment method.
That's right.
pay as you go.
Yeah, and then pay for it forever. What did I do?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So was this your first trailer, or did you have a different trailer before?
No, we never had a trailer before.
Okay.
We had an idea that it was going to be a permanent sort of a camp. We have some land, and we were going to put a aluminum cabin on there.
Uh-huh.
And we thought, okay, fine, we'll get something that'll last, that, you know, that isn't going to rot. And the Airstreams look really cool. So we got it with that in mind. And as soon as we got it home, we said, oh, we could take this here, and we could take this there, and we camp in it every month, and it is never going to stay put anywhere.
Oh, cool. So you do take it out that often.
Except for December and January. Pretty much we go out 1 week in a month at least, and then we spend, I think, 66 nights in it last year.
Wow, that's great. Now, what kind of places do you go?
We spend about 10 days at Burning Man.
Oh.
We go, and we spend about 6 weeks up on our piece of land that's right next to my in-laws, so we visit with my in-laws because they're 900 miles away and we wouldn't see them otherwise, so that's our chance to spend time with them.
And it's nice to have your own home when you're there, right?
It's nice to have our own space and our own yard.
Yeah.
We have a little fire pit outside. It's a lovely camping spot.
Sure.
And then we go national parks. We've been to Death Valley. We went geode hunting with some Airstreamers. Somebody said, let's go hunt for geodes. We said, that sounds cool.
Let's go.
Drove all the way down to Southern California. We've gone to Yosemite. We've gone to out to the coast. We go visit friends and stay in the trailer because it's our home away from home. It's just a great way to get around.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, Burning Man, if you have to ask what Burning Man, what's the saying? If you have to ask, I don't know. That's
Burning Man's a city with 68,000 people in it. It's got everything.
That's kind of crazy, huh?
We've got the sort of suburban experience. Our two kids come along, our adult kids come along, and we've got a couple of art cars that we drive. So we've got the two cars in the driveway and the house and the kids. And we just go and have a great time enjoying the art. And the trailer makes it a lot more comfortable.
Are there a lot of
You must have solar then.
We have solar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have solar, and we've got a composting toilet, and we're pretty self-sufficient. We actually now hook up with a camp that we volunteer with, so we actually are on the we're on their power grid.
Oh, neat.
So we can run the air conditioner. So if we work a night shift, we can actually sleep through the day, and it makes it really, really comfortable. But there are there's an Airstream camp, an official Airstream camp at Burning Man, and they work really well with orienting the new people to Burning Man as to sort of how to integrate into that odd culture.
Okay.
And they camp together. And then there are several other camps that people who either camp together just because they all agreed to go meet, or there are a bunch of Airstreams all around. There's Airstreams all over Burning Man.
I bet.
It's neat to see. They do clean up afterwards. It doesn't have dust in it all year long.
Oh, okay. So that's good. Well, you're with the higher class crowd when you get to be with the Airstreamers there, right?
Yeah. I think everybody's kind of the same class. The weirder, the better.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, come on. We got to be a little bit better.
But we've made our trailer really comfortable since we got it. It was pretty much original condition. And in the course of 4 years, we've taken everything out and taken everything off and put everything back together. We had new axles and new electrical and LEDs everywhere, and basically ended up removing all the furniture and all the built-ins a little bit at a time and replacing that ghastly brown laminate with wood. So it's a nice birch interior, and I hand-built the dinette and a couple of dinettes for it and a couple other pieces. And I didn't know squat when I started, so it's been a great learning experience.
Well, see, you read the book too late. You should have read the book first, but it probably wasn't out.
No, it wasn't out. So I'm reading the book going, been there.
But I do need to make a note here. Open house, visit Barbie's trailer.
Right.
For sure.
Oh, do. Come by and see it. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot from doing it. And I'm not a woodworker, but I did all the woodwork inside, and I've learned how to work with wood and plastic and some of the metal stuff.
Wow, very cool.
And you know, just kind of like, okay, it's a trailer, and it's only a little teeny thing, so I can do it. I couldn't do it for a whole house. I couldn't rebuild the cabinets for a kitchen, but I can learn how to drill out a rivet and put a new rivet in, and now I'm really good with rivets.
Yeah. Well, that's what we talk about.
Yeah, you end up having to be.
Yeah, we just, if you break it down into steps, right? We always talk about that. You can't look at the whole thing as one.
If I'd known how much work this, we were going to put.